Throughout the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Lashon is Beyot Chazaka, that the Eibishter will take us out with a strong hand. Bepashas, it means that he'll take us out against the will of Paro and Mitzrayim. He'll force them to their knees until he takes them out. Now, there's an interesting vote from Sefer Ma'aseh Hashem, Rabbi Yezer Ashkenazi, the famous Sefer, in the Haggadah. The Haggadah, we say, Avodah Mayinu L'Paro B'Mitzrayim, Yetzein Hashem Misham B'Yad Chazaka. We were slaves to Paro B'Mitzrayim, and God took us out from there with a strong hand. Ilu lo ha'itzegesh boruch as Hashem B'Mitzrayim, if Hashem would not have taken us out of Mitzrayim, then we and our children would have been enslaved to Parim Mitzrayim. The word is Meshubadim. So first it starts saying, Avodim Ayinu, we were slaves. And then he says, if he didn't take us out then, that time from Mitzrayim, then we would still be with our children in Mitzrayim today. First of all, it's not so clear as the famous question of the Mefarshim. How do we know? I mean, maybe other things would have happened. This is 3,500 years later. There could have been many things happening that would have landed us in somewhere else, not in Mitzrayim. So this Ma'aseh Hashem says like this. Why did Hashem take us out B'yot Chazaka? In other words, he could have made it just like when the Jews left Mitzrayim. And they asked the Mitzrayim to lend them vessels, and Hashem said to the Jews, go borrow stuff, all kinds of stuff which they would take with them to the Midbar, and tricking the Mitzrayim that they're going to bring them back. And it says, and the Eibishter gave chen o'am be'enei Mitzrayim, that Hashem made it so that the Mitzrayim trusted them and they found favor in the eyes of the Mitzrayim and they gave them. Hashem could have done the same thing with the Etzem, the very Exodus itself. You say that Paroi would, the Jews would find favor in the eyes of Paroi, and Paroi would say, yeah, I'll let them go. No, it had to be B'yot Chazaka. He says, why? Because if it wasn't B'yot Chazaka, but it was partially collaborated with Paroi himself, consenting and agreeing to let them go, then it wouldn't have been a complete exodus. Because then we would have still been beholden to Paroi. But this is what the Haggadah is saying. We were slaves to Paroi. And he took us out B'yot Chazaka. V'ilu lo yehoitzi means if he didn't take us out B'yot Chazaka, but it would have happened differently, that Paroi would have agreed, we would have found grace and favor in his eyes, and he would say, yes, listen, I would like you to go, then we would still be Meshubadim. Meshubadim is not Mamash and Eved. It would still be beholden. That means we would never be totally free of Paroi. We would owe him our exodus, which means we would always, there would still be strings attached. And the Eibishter wanted that the exodus should be a complete one, a total one. So that's why it has to be B'yot Chazaka. And that vote is cited in a Sefer Yismach Moshe. Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, the Rav Msigit, great Gaon and Tzaddik. The Rebbe once said about his Sefer, that there are dvorim nifloim, amazing things in there, and people don't realize it. At any rate, he says, he cites a Gemara. The Gemara says in Brochus that we know that there were two times when the Jews came back to Eretz Yisrael. One is with Yeshua, the first time, and then there was the second time with Ezra. And the Gemara says, Ru'uyim, the nation, the Jewish nation was worthy of experiencing the same entrance to Eretz Yisrael the second time as they experienced it the first time. That means with the same triumph and victory, like Yeshua scored with miracles and conquest and taking over the land with great triumph and power, the same level of power and triumph should have happened in the time of Ezra, where Jews would have total autonomy. Unfortunately, it didn't happen because Gora Machet, during the time of Golas Bavel, the Jews committed sins, and that's why when Ezra came back, it had to be a sort of compromised redemption. Rashi says there because the coming back to Eretz Yisrael and building the second Beis Hamikdash had to be done with the consent of Koresh, the king of Persia. So it says the Yismach Moshe, now we can understand what Rashi means. The fact that this second Beis Hamikdash and the second redemption coming back from Bavel into Eretz Yisrael had to be done with the consent of Koresh means that to some extent it wasn't a complete redemption. It wasn't a complete geula because it had to be done with Koresh's consent. So that's the pshat b'yot chazaka. In Mitzrayim, it was an absolute redemption. So this is what the Maral says, that Mitzrayim is the epitome of redemption that left a permanent mark on our identity as a people, that we became essentially, by de facto, a free people. That means that being free is no longer just a practical or factual condition, but being free is part of our identity. Which means that even if, chas v'shalom, we go back into Golas, as we actually did, that condition of Golas is external, extrinsic to our intrinsic identity. Our identity is be'etzem free. And any condition of Golas and persecution is an added feature to our essential quality of freedom. That means what defines us is Cheirus. After Matan Torah, we became a free people, Be'etzem. And no condition of subjugation or persecution can undo the essential state of reality of a Yid being Be'etzem free. And so that's because Mitzrayim was a total redemption, a total detachment from Paroi. And that's why it had to happen Dafke Be'yot Chazaka. From Koresh, it wasn't total. It was only partial.